Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. Welcome to episode 108 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing the top 10 items you should have on your staff's end of the year checkout list. So it's the end of the year right now, and it feels like complete anarchy, and there is so much to do. Not only are we finishing up the year, we're also starting to think up and about things to do next year. We're doing continuing maintenance on the job, you know, checking on staff, checking on students, making sure the basic procedures are followed and we're walking the halls, making sure everything is as it should be. And we're also doing the major end of the year projects like finishing up evaluations and making sure all our ducks are in a row if we need to remove someone. So that's part of that evaluation process. And to say that we're swamped right now is probably an understatement. That being said, last year was my first year alone as a principal. And to be honest, I felt utterly overwhelmed. And one of my colleagues was generous enough to help me. And they gave me this end of the year checkout list for staff. So I am paying it forward in my year two and passing it along and hoping that it is as helpful to you as it was for me, even as a place to start and do some brainstorming around what should be on that end of the year checkout list. And these are the top 10 items that should be on that staff's checkout list before they leave for the summer. Number one, all those keys that they have, they need to be returned to the building secretary and labeled and put in an envelope or some other container so that when we go to get them next year, we know which room that they are assigned to. Number two, all retention lists and appropriate documentation letters have been submitted to the building secretary. And this is a little more specific to this year and the years moving forward with that third grade reading law in effect. There is a little more teeth in this retention letters because the government seems to be behind the idea of retaining children if they are a year or more behind. Number three, all classrooms under the teacher's directions have to be put in good order. You know, basic cleaning. Storage rooms have to be cleared out, teachers' desks and drawers cleaned, bookshelves arranged neatly. Common courtesy, it not only helps the teacher if they return to that same classroom, but it helps a new teacher if they come in going through and doing that beginning of the year inventory, making sure everything's there. Number four, all bulletin board materials have been removed from the walls and you have a blank slate for that next school year. Number five, all reading and math books and materials have been counted, labeled, and neatly arranged in your classroom. So regardless of your level, make sure that the teachers are putting everything back where it needs to go for easy finding for the following year. Number six, all supplementary materials are labeled and returned to the Title I teachers. I actually don't have any Title I teachers this year, but as an AP of the middle school, I did. And getting everything that they needed back to them is an important part of the end of the year process. Number seven, final report cards have been completed and sent with students on designated date. This is just part of being a professional. And if you are part of the Charlotte Danielson's model of evaluation, falls under those categories. Number eight, mailboxes have been cleaned out, which means they are empty. I have teachers who may not have gone into their mailbox the entire school year, and it is jammed to overflowing. So make sure that those are cleaned out and ready for the following year. Number 9, all library books, media materials, and borrowed articles are returned and properly shelved. And finally, number 10, schedule a time for a walkthrough of the classroom with us, the building administrator, so that we can go through and make sure that everything is done to our satisfaction. Just part of holding people accountable. These are my top 10. There were more on the list that my colleagues sent to me, probably about 15, but these are the ones that I thought were probably the most universal and why they are on my top 10. You know, as I was finishing out last year, I vaguely remembered having this type of checklist in my role as an AP, but I did not have the mental capacity at that time to think of all the things that needed to be done. So I was extremely thankful that I was given some help. And if you're new, or you know, if you just are checking somebody else's style out, I hope this gives you a good place to start and a good place to look at something to generate ideas. That is it for this short episode of The Principal Entrepreneur. If you could, share some of the items on your end of the year checkout list in the comment section of the corresponding blog, which you can find at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. The blog is also titled Top 10 Items You Should Have on Staff's End of the Year Checkout List. If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, please follow me and click share so your friends and colleagues can benefit as well. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out my blog at howtobeagreatprincipal.com and or order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. You can also get a monthly email that delivers the most valuable blogs as voted by readers by joining the Principal's Prep Minute, and you can register right there on the website. If you're an auditory learner, you can download my podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur, on iTunes and Podomatic. Episodes are replayed weekly or whenever you would like to listen to them. If you're interested in sharing your experience as an ed leader, please email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I am part of a community of supportive principals, and please join us on our private Facebook group, aptly titled The Principal Entrepreneur. That is it. Have a great evening. Have a great morning. Have a great afternoon.